This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. This winter's snowfalls in the interior have been pretty typical, tiny flakes piling up an inch or two at a time. While that's the norm, it's not always the case, and historically speaking, a February snowstorm that happened over 50 years ago about now really stands out.
February 11th to 13th, 1966, 34 inches of snow fell in Fairbanks. That is by far the greatest three-day snow total in Fairbanks weather history. 20 of inches of that fell within 24 hours. That's also the greatest 24-hour snowfall of record in Fairbanks.
What drives the creation of larger snowflakes that can accumulate more rapidly and give us those kind of totals?
Very dependent on both the amount of moisture that's available in the clouds, but also the temperatures in the clouds, what we refer to in the weather business as the magic zone, with temperatures not very far above zero in the cloud allows those big dendritic snowflakes to form. And so we can really pile up the snow when those in-cloud conditions are just right.
And is that what happened back in February 66?
That was it was a classic pattern. If you ask an Alaska weather person to draw a jet stream map of how do you make it snow a lot in the interior, big high pressure aloft over the Gulf of Alaska and west-southwest flow right from the Bering Sea, perfectly navigated around the Alaska Range, so no Chinook, and brought that moisture right in over the cold air that was in place over the central interior.
Sounds like the perfect storm. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.